Hello everyone. Good morning. Good morning, Church Sterling. Early morning. Just have a little message to share today. Let's start in prayer. Father God, we come to you and may you quiet our hearts and our minds. And just want to give thanks to you, Lord. And may you ready our hearts when we come to you, just humble ourselves. And just to confess and repent our sins to you, Lord. And may you open our eyes, our ears, open our hearts, and speak to us, Lord. May the Holy Spirit come, and may you use my mouth to bring good words to the congregation, and share a good message, even though it's short, simple one, to the end of the year. What can we give thanks to the Lord, and how can we look forward for next year, a new start? Lord, we lift up time to you, Lord, no matter worship time or the prayer time and the message time. We lift everything to you, God, prayer on Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, today I have something to share, but it's not long or short. Verses that I'd like to share today is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17. I read it first. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. I think I heard of this verse many, many times, even though when I was a teenager, a newborn Christian. I believe many of you probably heard these verses more than once at least. So today is, what's today's day? Today's day is December 31st, right? December 31st, 2022. So it's the last day of 2022, right? So wow, time flew, right? And then tomorrow will be 2023, year of 2023, January 1st. So I believe many people will think of, at the end of the year, was where to go, like countdown to celebrate, to welcome the next year, or we could think of like what is the purpose for doing countdown, like just to welcome the next year 2023, or besides, like how shall we count on the grace from God, like of the whole entire year, like what did I do, or what I have made achieve, or what did God help me through in the past year, something that I could like give thanks or count on by His grace. So for the next year, it's like a new year, a new start, a brand new. Perhaps we have new hope, new goals, or new dreams, or new plans, new vision, many things new, new insights, new thoughts, new idea, new start for the new year coming up. Perhaps we all may have all these kind of thoughts or idea already planned, already think of, or still thinking about it. or go and think about it and plan. And so, new chapter, new page, everything's new. So, yeah, some people may say that once the new the January 1st, once January start, people think about things new. But I think even at the end of the year, December, looking forward to carry hope to look forward for next year. But in a, I mean, in the meantime, that at the end of the year, we give thanks. We try to think of things that we could give thanks to God, to look back, count on His grace. But on the other hand, we also look forward, positive way that for the next year, like things, what's new, or what can we do better in our lives for God. Another verses let us share Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Maybe I read one more time. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So he's talking about God, talking about Jesus. I think that remind back when we were newborn Christian or non-Christian yet, when we from a non-Christian became a Christian, from a non-believer to become a believer, new believer. But when we accept Christ back then, right? When we accept Christ to be our personal savior, our lives change. Everything is new. It's like a newborn life. And I believe many of you as Christians think back, no matter how long you became a Christian, 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, 30 years. Think of when is a time that you have that much of joy or peace once you accepted Jesus Christ to be a savior. Like you make the prayer. Maybe the pastor made the prayer with you, or someone, or the brother or sister, whatever, especially like make a prayer with you, or you make a prayer by yourself. Think about it like, well, back then you make a prayer, and then you feel like, wow, everything's changed, or you have so much joy, peace, the unspeakable peace in your heart, or the endless joy in your heart. Like, I still remember that kind of moment or feelings, but maybe, and then from that until now, for a certain period of long time of Christian life, it's not much of time that you have that kind of feeling or joy. I don't know for everyone, but to me, I feel like it's true that not much of time, it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, but yes, God does give us peace. But at that moment, I'll never forget, like when I first accepted Christ to be my personal savior. I'll never forget. And maybe you can think of during that time, and then in the compared to from that day until now, no matter how long your Christian life walk with God, when is the time, the moment that similar or like that you have that much joy or peace from God? So when we say we trust God, we follow Jesus every day. Every day is new to us, I believe, because we trust God and we follow Jesus every day, right? I mean, when we rely on God instead of depend on our own strength, every day that we live or everything that we do. And every day is new. And because we live for God, not for us only. At the end of the year, maybe you can have some quiet time, like meditation or reflection time, and then you can think of like, what was the difficult time or most difficult time that I had in the year, or what was the most challenging or most suffering moment that you gone through, or and then you feel like, oh, so speechless or hopeless, like you couldn't do anything about it, or just totally nothing much you can do, or nothing much you can say, but just like just surrender to God and ask God to help, or how you make the decision during the time, or like however, like when God help you to go through something and you God with you together to overcome something, no matter the challenge, the problems, like, and then God take care of it or take care of the mess. And when you were going through the tough time, you felt hardship, you feel difficult, but when it all gone and you look back, and then you count on it's all grace from God, it's all grace from the Lord. Sometimes when we see things or we're going through things, maybe we cannot see too far, and there are many things around us. Maybe you solve 10 problems, there's another 10 problems coming up, pop up, whatever. And yes, when we during facing all kinds of situation or difficulties, we may not see clear or give thanks to God easily, or we couldn't may not have the clear mindset or focus on God so for sure. But when all things gone, like God help you take care, and you overcome, you God help you, and it's done, it's past, complete, and it was fine, and you look back, it's all grace from God, and it must be God, is because when you realize that you couldn't do it, you couldn't made it, or and nobody can help you, it must be God. Or even though there's some people around you may help you, but you know that God sent angels around you to help you. The ultimate one is God. God help you. So what I want to say, the grace of the Lord is sufficient. It's always the grace of the Lord is always sufficient. And God's will and God's will and God's plan are always out of our imagination and expectation. God's will and God's plan are always out of our imagination and expectation. We never know or able to like predict, oh, what's going up, coming up, because God's way is higher than our ways, and God's plan is better than our plans. Sometimes we think of a good way, a really good way, whatever, or we make our own plans for planning for a long time, but God still has the higher way, better plan for us, and we never know until it comes, and then we realize, oh, I make this plan, I make this way, but when the things come, when the challenge come, the situation happen, and then God just help you, has a better way for you, a better plan for you, and then you realize, oh, I try to do this, and then God make it better way, better plan for you. So and 2023, you have 2023, it's coming up tomorrow. I couldn't believe, in a way, 2022 seems long, but it's fast. It's like, oh, you close your eyes, you open, oh wow, and then a year is like almost gone or in the next year coming up. So a brand new of the year will start, right? How can we equip ourselves better as Christian, or to be how can we equip ourselves like to be better Christians? I'm not saying some people maybe just come, yeah, I come to church, I'm Christian, I'm a Friday Christian, I'm a Sunday Christian. But I believe we as Christians, God want us to not just you just come to church, oh, Sunday, Friday, that's it, or and then when you exit the church door, then you live your own lives the rest of the week, and repeating the same pattern routine. Now, I believe God wants us to rely on Him every day, not just coming to church on Sunday only, or we sound so spiritual, or we felt like, oh, so close to God only on Sunday. But I mean, every day that we draw closer to God and God draws close to us, and we have a better relationship with God. And besides, how can we can think of how can we serve God better? How can we serve others better? To love God more, to love others more, and to get to know God more and more. And I believe many of you of verses, some push says PSM did mention, I think he mentioned at the sermon of the 21 fasting day. 21 fasting day is coming up. So PSM said it's January. I think it's January 2nd. Yeah, January 2nd to 21st or 23rd around. Yeah. So 21 days fasting day. So I believe many of you have been like fast before, or maybe some of you haven't. Many of you have experience of fasting, and we can think of what is the purpose of fasting. Is it just I want to fast for fasting, or oh, I just fast for God? But there are many ways of fasting, or different ways or types of fasting. Some people fast just no food at all. So if you're able to do your body, your function can. Some fast 1 meal a day, or fast 2 meals a day, or fast 1 meal, 2 meals every 3 days, 4 days. The depends on your body, your physical, how you can handle, or like you can. So everyone's different. So my question is, are you ready for fasting, or are you willing to fasting? Wait, should I say the first one? Are you willing to fasting for God? Or then if you yes. Then are you ready? Are you ready to fast for God? And the purpose of fasting is to stop doing something maybe perhaps like you will like it, and then you use those time, like let's say you spend a lot of time playing games, whatever. But you stop doing those and use those time to fast and go to God and pray. You stop doing those and you go to God and pray. You can fast, maybe you fast what kind of food, or you just fast rice, noodles, or meats, or maybe you watch so much TV. God wants you to fast TV. Or games or whatever, maybe YouTube, maybe IG, Instagram, maybe or anything that kinds of entertainment, or anything that, or even sport, or anything that which they are blocking you to know God or to draw you far away from God. I strongly believe that those kind of things may maybe for itself is maybe it's good for you, or for maybe exercise. Oh, okay, it's good. But if you're playing too much, maybe it's not good. Maybe some things it's just for you to relax, but it's nothing meaningful or worth it or healthy. But anything that draw you away from God or blocking you from God, we could stop those and fast and go to God and pray, and we can through during the prayer time that we seek God's will, seek God's face, and when we stop those, and we silence our hearts and just go to God and fast and pray. So I'm thinking of end of the year, things that you can count on, give thanks to God, things that you want to look back and count on his grace, and 2 to 3 new year come, that maybe each of you have your new goals, new plan, but we having plans or goals for just for ourselves, or we have a new plan, new goals for God. And even you pray, and maybe you have your new plan, new goal for next year. But during the time you pray, or when the fasting day coming up, that you fast and pray to God, and God's telling you that God wants you, God has his new plan for you for the new year, a new goal or new whatever, for the next year of your whole next year, 2 to 3 in your life, God wants you to do no matter tasks or goals. And you could think of, I believe those are strongly, it is very meaningful that if we don't have the directions, if we don't have the goal or mission in our lives, no matter for ourselves or for God, then we may get lost easily or lost track. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Even though maybe you fill up your schedule, a lot of things. Maybe you serve a lot at church. You involve any sermon, but you may lost sight or directions. Like, what I'm doing? Am I doing this for God? Am I doing it for myself, or am I just doing things for doing things? Or am I having closer relationship with God, or other things in my life, families, relationships, or work, and so. But I believe it's a time. Too many of people non-believers maybe just think of like, oh, going for countdown. But to us as Christians, that yeah, Christmas time, yeah, during time we think of about Christmas, Jesus, we celebrate, but at the end of the year and then the next year, like, there are many things perhaps we can find time, even though during our busy schedule, we still can find time to thank God, to count his grace, and look forward, something new, a new year. It's like, I don't know if it helped as a, I don't know, parable, but as like think back, like while I just say, like when you first accepted Christ Jesus to be your savior, then you have so much joy and peace in your life, and that kind of feeling, I believe many of you may not forget, but it's so true and so real, and only God can give you that much, that kind and that much of peace and joy. Nobody, no other things in the world can give you. Only God can give you. And it's the last thing, just a little quote that I want to add. So let me see. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. So let me say again. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. It's a quote from by Maria Robinson. So It's true. When time is gone, it's gone. You cannot go back, right? You cannot go back and start a new beginning. It's gone. But you can start today, from today, and make a new ending. And when it's end, and then another thing's new come, a new day, a new year. So I think I stop here, and then I maybe I just make a short prayer, and then we go to the worship time. And Marcus will lead us a song. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you. We come to you. We give thanks to you, Lord. Sometimes it's easy to give thanks, but sometimes when difficulties comes in our lives, we don't know how to give thanks. But still, we learn how to give thanks, even though we don't know how to give thanks to God. And God is good that you're always with us, Lord. No matter in our ups and downs in our life, when it's smooth or when we're stuck, but ultimately we know that God is the only one, the one that you're with us. Your love is always with us, and your grace upon us. And we during the last day of the year, that what can we give thanks to, Lord? We could think of, and we count on your grace the rest of the year, that how you lead us or guide us every day, each day of this year, no matter of to us personally or the church, the whole body of Christ. But then we tomorrow is a new day, new journey, 2 or 2, 3, that, and then we when we I believe many of us will may join the EMP, the 21-day fasting. May God continue to lead us or guide us, that maybe you may give us new goal or some new vision or insight to each of us, or also to the whole church. That way, God, you continue to lead us, and we continue to seek God's will and God's face, and draw close to you, God. May you continue to lead us to the worship time and the prayer time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So
nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood. I sing nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow, and no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Should we go to the prayer time? Pray for the church, those I mean those who have cancer. Hazel, Ingrid, Isaac, Mia, pray for those, pray for healing, pray for protection, pray for I believe God has his time for everything. And we may not know or understand how they feel, how they suffer, but God knows. May God be with them. Peace be with them, Lord. And yeah, pray for their healing. Shall we go to the next one? And next, shall we go to the next one? Yes, the illness and salvation. So, yeah, pray for those who have different kind of illness or surgery, but many of them may not know God yet. So, they. Maybe we pray and perhaps God has his way to touch people's heart, and maybe during a time that they can get to know God and encounter God with God, may the gospel seeds plant into the hearts that God has his way in his time for doing that. next page, infirmities, pray for those may have different kind of surgeries or joint pain or ligaments or knee issues. So pray for them that may God bless them and pray for healing in God's time. Next page, pray for COVID, Grace Liu. May pray for healing, pray for quarantine time that if God's want to have the rest and yeah, have enough time to rest. Pray for those frontline medical workers, Abby, Amy, Christy, Jean, Jackie, Jay, Janet, JJ, Jasmine, Lawrence, Lynn, Peter, Vanessa. Pray for protection. May God continue to use them to serve those patients who need. And yeah, it's not easy. It's not an easy job and could be very tough. And for us, we are not medical people. All we can do is back up and support them in prayers. So pray for them. Next page, pray for those seeking for jobs, Kathleen and James. Pray for them, may God provide the right suitable jobs for them in His time, Lord. They continue faith, trust you, God. Next page. Pray for mission focus. Pray for Cambodia Oasis House Pastor Jenny. Pray for North Korea open doors for ministry. Pray for missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, persecute churches, the Middle East, classes and outreach at all meetings. for SP weekends gathering, previous Sunday service, the well, SP kids worship, hospitality, SP youth, spin, spell, service and activities, classes and outreaches, and all meetings. May God bless church and ministries, God's ministry. Pray for pregnancy, pregnancy people in China. Pray for Rachel B. Pray for Johnny and some others. Yeah, may God bless those moms. Pray for their babies, safe and born. Pray for the daddies too, their families. And pray for House Church, Bowen, Hollywood, Mawan, Southside. Pray for this House Church today that they will have good fellowship time to fellowship, brothers and sisters to draw close.